this is the 77th episode of our podcast At the End of the Day. Last week on November 6th, the LCU Fund for Women's Education in New York City awarded my co-host, my better half, Deepika, with 2019 President's Award for Excellence in Leadership. She was being recognized for her role in serving immigrant communities through this podcast. As per the LCU Fund for Women's Education, Deepika has established herself as a global voice for immigrants, authoring a unique podcast addressing the challenges of the recent arrivals of the United States. In today's episode, we would like to share this recognition with you. And this is what Deepika had to say after receiving the award.
Deepika, would you please join me here in the
audience? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We are so delighted to present you with this award.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you for mentioning my podcast.
Oh, you're welcome. But would you please tell us about yourself
in
your own words?
Yes, thank you, Leslie. Okay. I hope I don't bore you all. I'm going to bore you all with my long speech. Well, no, I won't do that, I promise. Good evening, everyone. I would like to begin by thanking two amazing people, Sandra Fajardo and Mary Tufts from my school, Marx School of Public and International Affairs at Baruch College, for seeing that potential in me and for nominating me for this award. So as Leslie mentioned, before coming to the US, which was in 2014, I was working in BBC Media Action, which is an international nonprofit of BBC World Service, as a communications professional. And ever since I have been in the US, I have been working hard to continue my career in the same profession. But then as I do that, there have been a number of times when I feel very low, I feel less confident, and I feel weak because, one, the job market is highly competitive. You know, you apply to a number of jobs, but you never hear back. And second, even the people you know, they tell you, you are just a new immigrant. You will never make your dream come true. Thirdly, your English language speaking ability, you know, you become overtly cautious about your English speaking ability. Like in my case, English is not even my first or second or third language. It is my fourth language. Thank you. And then there's this thing called networking. I am a people's person. Well, those who know me, they would definitely agree on that. But when I have to do a networking, just for the sake of networking, I find it very hard. I grow really nervous. So these are the things, you know, that make me weak and that make me feel like, okay, maybe I'm not good enough. And then you begin to doubt yourself. You begin to question yourself. If I will never be able to make my dream come true, why am I running after it? Is it even worth it? And then you feel like giving up on your dream. With time, with the support from my mentors in the US, I have learned that it is okay to not be able to achieve the dream, but it is not okay to give up on your dream. One has to keep working on your dream. And this is exactly what I wanted to tell out loud to the young immigrant population in the United States. And that is exactly why me and my husband, we started the weekly audio video podcast. And in the podcast, we profile inspiring individuals from diverse immigrant communities. We talk to them about inspiring stories of their career transition process in the US. We talk to them about how and what were the challenges they faced as they, you know, worked hard to make it come true, make their dream come true. And we also talk to them about the practical steps and the actions they took to overcome the challenges that they faced. So the name of my podcast, as Leslie said, is At the End of the Day. And I have to mention my cousin, Diva. She named the podcast for us. Yeah. And today I would be the luckiest person if all of you could subscribe to my podcast. On iTunes, on Spotify. Thank you, Leslie, for mentioning the podcast once again. And on YouTube as well, and on all the social media platforms. So tonight, as I received the 2019 LCU Funds Award for Excellence, for me, this is a sign that I have been right in believing what I have been believing so far. And for me, this is also a sign, this opportunity to stand right in front of you and be sharing this, for me, is a sign that I have not given up. And I am working on it. I am in the right path towards my career. And none of this would have been possible without the immense support and guidance from my mentors, who are right here in the side of the room. And of course, the support from my close friends, from my friends in the US, and of course, not possible without the support from my husband, who is filming me right now. I would like to thank the LCU Fund for Women's Education for making me more determined to continue working on what I am passionate about. Thank you so much.
So that was Deepika speaking after being honored with the LCU Fund's President's Award for Excellence in Leadership in New York City. Both Deepika and I would like to thank you for listening to us and subscribing to our podcast. And we would like to thank all our amazing guests. Catch you next week. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube.
Hi guys, we have the 100th episode of our weekly podcast At the End of the Day coming soon.
So we would like to invite you to our 100th episode.
We would like to acknowledge you and celebrate all the amazing guests we had in our podcast.
So please send us your feedback.
Send us your feedback and wishes for us.
Text us, send us your audio feedback, video feedback, anything you want to say for our 100th episode.